like, what was this episode about? I just watched it, but
A lot happened, and a lot of information was delivered to us very quickly. I'm not sure how I took it all in.
no, I wasn't lost. Maybe you
You weren't one of the
were.
lost
I
ones.
was not the last one. No.
Hello there! Welcome back to Star Wars Total Rewatch, where we are watching all of Star Wars, currently just about at the end of the Clone Wars original run, Season 6, Episode 10, The Lost Ones. I'm Aaron.
I'm Cody.
I'm Daniel.
And together, we're Star Wars Total Rewatch.
Woo!
Yeah!
We're on a mission.
To rewatch all of Star Wars,
yeah,
in release order, and then talk about it, and you guys can listen in.
We've been from one end of the Star Wars galaxy to the other. We've seen some strange things.
Some very strange things, yes.
But yeah, the Lost Ones. What is lost is often found.
Mm. Oh. Very wise saying.
Which this season is called The Lost Missions, remember, so all these episodes are The Lost Ones. But they're not talking about that. They're talking about characters. Namely, Sifo Dyas is the main one. The Jedi hear a message from him, mysteriously, from his, like a distress signal from his ship, and they go out looking for him, and they are following all these clues to try and find out what happened to him, what was the deal with ordering the clone army, and just putting all the puzzle pieces together. They don't get all the pieces, but they put a few more in place, so.
I kind of don't get where this is going. I feel like it's just retreading some old ground from Attack of the Clones. I guess it's more evidence connecting Dooku under the name of Tyrannist.
Yeah, I mean, that was some pretty big that they know that. Or that
connecting who Tyrannus is, who they didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the main thing that they learned. But they all agree not to make that public information because it would be totally crazy. And I agree. Like,
yes.
Regardless of what that means, there's still a war currently happening. Is this a continuation into the next three episodes?
Technically, yes.
Okay.
As in, they mention it, and it very, very tangentially refers to it. But it could honestly be its own arc, and it would make no difference, really.
Sure.
It's the Hobbit to the rest of the arcs, Lord of the Rings.
Well, we do follow Yoda for quite a bit of this, the next few episodes.
That in itself is interesting. Back in the very first episode of season one,
yeah,
I think we noted that was a Yoda-centric episode.
Yeah.
And here we are at the very end of the series with, again, a set of Yoda-focused episodes. So by the end of this arc, for sure, he's the character with, I think, the probably clearest perspective on all of what's happening with the war and the Jedi and everything, apart from maybe Palpatine.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe bookending the series with Yoda is just a way of, you know, putting you in mind that he has been watching all of what's been happening over the course of these several years and taking it all in, you know, meditating on it, trying to, you know, understand the times he's living in or something.
Did you say a novelty Yoda bookends? That's something I want.
Yes, some Yoda bookends you can put on either side of your Clone Wars DVD
Ooh,
collection.
Yeah,
yes.
Oh, very.
That's what I was going with that.
Nice.
We're kind of referring this as the last season. They did make another season of the Clone Wars that is called the final season, but it was several years later. And since we're going in the chronological order. This is basically the end of this run.
Well, it wasn't planned at that point.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Season 7 is great. We're going to get to it eventually. But as far as they knew, making the show now, like, they chose to end the series with this. So I think that's, you know, that's what I'm considering right now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I guess this is all things that Obi-Wan was uncovering in Attack of the Clones.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, it's a random distress signal. That's not explained so much, but
yeah.
But they find Sifo-Dyas's crashed shuttle, and it just brings up an investigation into what happened to Sifo-Dyas to reestablish who Sifo-Dyas is, which they do in this episode. They get Obi-Wan to recap the events of episode 2.
Yeah, Obi-Wan, tell us, who is Sifo-Dyas again?
My investigation of the bounty hunter Jango Fett led to Kamino. The Kaminoans recounted that it was Jedi Master Sifo-Dyas who ordered the production of a clone army.
Without the consent of the Council or the Senate, he did this.
Prior to the blockade of Naboo, Sifo-Dyas sat on this council until we judged his ideas to be too extreme.
They actually dive a little deeper into Sifo-Dyas than we ever got in the movies, but in the Dooku audiobook.
Yes,
that gave a lot more details about Sifo-Dyas, Dooku Jedi Lost. He had like premonitions of events that were going to take place, and so he had warned of a war. So his plan was against the Jedi Council, which is he went and got the Kaminoans to start this clone army, which I feel like in a way just fulfilled the prediction of the war.
Oh,
right. Yeah, sure. But that was never part of like Sidious or Dooku's plans. They kind of co-opted that. I don't know. It fell into their plans very well.
I have not listened to it. You two have, right?
Yep.
Yes, a while ago.
Well, it sounds great. I mean, from what you've told me about it before, too. And that's interesting to hear more about this story as well. And I think maybe that's why you felt this episode was retreading a lot of ground.
I think so,
Just based on what we were given in Attack of the Clones, and it hardly has ever come up again since then. Like, I don't feel that I ever had a very clear idea of who Sifo-Dyas was. Or what happened there.
No.
So this, to me, this episode is like, oh, hey, here's some new information I can work with. That's interesting to hear all this stuff.
Right.
But it sounds like they go into even more detail than in the book.
Yeah, well, I mean, the book came out in 2019, which is like way after this episode. So this was the majority of the fleshing out of Sifo-Dyas's character.
Okay.
I would have expected it to come from a book rather than Clone Wars episode, but it's good. It's cool. I do think if anything deserves like a flashback sequence showing us actually what happened, that would be pretty nice. A little bit of Sifo-Dyas and Dooku and just some of that discussion, you know, I think that would be really interesting and would definitely clear some things up. It's meant to be a mystery, especially in Attack of the Clones, but
well, I actually really kind of like how it's kind of meant to be like shrouded in mystery. There's all these sort of layers of like alternate versions of what happened, and they're trying to figure out which one of these or which parts of these stories are the truth.
Right. Who's involved?
Where did he really die? Why was he really there actually on the planet? Because Valorum tells him one thing and Pike's telling him another thing, and Dooku's telling them that Sifo-Dyas was working with him, and the Pikes are saying, no, you were just impersonating him when you went there. And
yeah, I mean, more for like continuity sake, it would be nice to see that.
Well, if you just want them to spill it all out,
but they're going so in depth. It's like, if you're going to go in depth, just get it over with and do it.
I know. That would be okay too.
Did really like, it's Plo Koon and his clones.
Is it the Wolf Pack? Mm-hmm. Is that Plo Koon's?
Yes, with Commander Wolf. But there's a Comet is a named clone.
We've seen Comet before in the Wolf Pack.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. But yeah, Plo Koon, he looks pretty cool in his robes. The planet is like this dusty sandstorm.
It is. It is great.
I like that setting.
It felt fun. Like the searching for a lost ship that had crashed.
All the flashlight beams through the dust.
I found this at the crash site.
The lightsaber of Sifo-Dyas, it is. Never found when he died, it was.
The information on Sifo-Dyas is apparently locked under order of the Supreme Chancellor. We learned that from Madame Jocasta, which is very good.
Which, I was just like, how does the like Supreme Chancellor lock Jedi records? Like, that's a thing? Like, I thought they were kind of separate in their own stuff.
Well, yeah, that sounds like he's really overstepping his bounds. I think everybody agrees.
Well, but they find out it wasn't even Palpatine that locked the record, was it?
Of course it wasn't, because it was way before, well, I don't know way, but it was definitely way before the episode one.
Well, I think it was around the time of episode one. I thought they said that it was in episode two, didn't they say it happened like 10 years ago?
In the Darth Pelagus book, we do see that Palpatine is doing some shady manipulating Ooh. Stuff even before he became Chancellor, so I wouldn't be surprised if he had something to do with covering that up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we get some Chancellor Valorum.
Yeah, he's back.
Former Chancellor.
I think that's amazing to see him show Chancellor. Up here.
It's really good.
I love the
yeah.
Chancellor formerly known as Valorum.
The Valorum formerly known as Chancellor.
Yeah, I think that
he's still known as Valorum. Go,
yeah. Yeah, just a character that totally out of the spotlight, but cool to bring him back into this. It makes this episode feel so much more relevant to the events of the movies, which is pretty cool.
And again, it's tying things back all the way back to the Phantom Menace. Yeah. That's the last time we've seen him.
For sure. We learn from Valorum that he had sent Sifo-Dyas on some mission to negotiate with the Pike Syndicate. Seems kind of random, but I guess there wasn't a war going on at the time, so those are the kinds of things they were dealing with.
Yeah, and so that's the weird thing, is that we learned that he got shot down and killed by the Pikes.
By the Pikes.
Yeah. But the Felucians say he died there and they cremated his body.
How did he get to Felucia? Like, is that anywhere? I don't know either. They said his ship was crashed on a moon of the Pike planet. Is that?
Yeah.
I'm confused about this.
Well, he gave the body to Dooku then at that point. The Pikes gave Sifo-Dyas' body to Dooku. So did Dooku then go to Felucia with Palpatine, I guess? Because they said there was two Jedi and pretend to be Sifo-Dyas and then die. Who knows?
I think the idea I always sort of had in my back of my mind from just watching episode two was that maybe Sifo-Dyas, they said he'd been killed around that time. And so I kind of thought maybe he had been killed, but the Kaminoans would not have known that. And so Dooku went just claiming to be him.
Right.
So that he could claim to be representing, you know, the Jedi Council in ordering the clones.
They do say something like that in this episode.
They do. The Pike guy says, oh, Lord Tyrannus didn't want to just kill Sifo-Dyas. He wanted to be him.
Yeah. But the Kaminoans definitely knew who Lord Tyrannus was.
Yeah, they knew him as him.
Well, Lord that's Tyrannus. True. That's so, true, too. Okay.
So I don't know how much that is really explained.
Well, both the Felucians and the Pikes said two people were present, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sifo-Dyas and someone else. Now,
Silman.
Yeah, okay. No, but now the Felucians, though, said there were two Jedi, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that would have been Dooku with him. It's shown in the audiobook that Dooku and Sifo-Dyas were really good friends. They were like best friends.
Huh. Well, he says in this episode that Sifo-Dyas agreed with him and joined him.
Yeah, yeah.
And Obi-Wan's like, no, that's not true. You're trying to trick us.
Oh, yeah. But, right. That was something that was said in Attack of the Clones, I think, too. So I could have seen them working on this clone army project together a little.
Yeah. I'll go on board with what you're telling me from the book, that they were actually working together.
Yeah.
I didn't get that from this episode. I thought Dooku was lying about that, but if he is telling the truth, I think that's interesting as well, because he doesn't mind giving them bits of truth mixed in with, you know, the other lies that he's telling them.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
It's super convoluted. If it's more of the confusion of the Dooku and Tyrannus mix up.
And the Felucians are very primitive people. Their dialect is very hard to understand, apparently. So I guess it's just all lost in translation.
We've seen Felucians in this show.
Maybe it was like another tribe of Felucians or something.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. So they find out that Silman, a.k.a. the Chancellor's personal aide, was with Sifo-Dyas. And they went to the Pike homeworld, so that's where Anakin and Obi-Wan go. They just go there. And they find the Silman's necklace on the leader of the Pike Syndicate, I guess.
Right.
That's they're like, oh, you do know what's going on.
Right, yeah. Very bold of him to just wear that. Yeah. So ridiculous. I do like getting the pikes, though.
We've seen them before, crazy. Haven't we, on the show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, with the Darth Maul episodes.
That's right.
Yeah, so apparently Silman's actually alive, and the Pike Syndicate makes a deal. He's like, hey, you know, we'll give you Silman if you promise not to care the fact that we, you know, killed your
assassinated
friend.
Sifo Dyas. It was just a job. Come on.
No hard feelings.
Oh, I mean, they're a crime syndicate. That's what they do.
Well, yeah, and the Pike guy really seems to just think, yeah, you'll understand, right? This is business.
Yeah.
And they, you know, I guess he's sort of right. Like, they go with it.
Right. But they say that they kept this Silman guy alive and just captive in case Dooku ever decided to threaten them, I suppose.
Yeah. Insurance, because he's like, well, if someone's willing to pay money to have a Jedi killed,
they're pretty smart.
So Anakin and Obi-Wan meet Silman himself, and he is bonkers crazy because he's been held in a cell with nothing but maggots.
Gross.
Who are his best friends, or his babies, as he calls
them. He's got maggots in his beard.
Yep.
He's pretty crazy. He doesn't help them very much. Oh, actually, he maybe was going to give him some good information, though. We don't know what he was going to say. Because Dooku kills him.
He was just going to say that Dooku was involved.
Yeah.
And then we already find out because Dooku is there and kills him.
Okay, so what loose ends is he trying to tie up? Is he trying to prevent the guy from saying Dooku was involved? Because
it kind of failed, yeah.
They find that out by him just being present there.
Yeah.
And all the Pikes know Dooku is Tyrannus.
Exactly.
Which I thought was kind of fun that they spilled the beans.
Right.
Like, yeah. Oh, Tyrannus. And everyone's like, what?
So was there something else that they could have found? Or is this, did they find it? I don't know.
It seems like they learned everything that there was to learn.
Because Palpatine seems very concerned that they're going to find something. He's you go tie up those loose ends. Like, you know what's at stake here.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, man, you really bungled things up again, Dooku.
Oh.
And he does it again.
Well, and what is, I guess I'm wondering what's at stake. Like, finding out that Dooku was involved tells them that both sides were involved in the creation of the army, right? The separatist side as well. I think that's extremely important information, and the Jedi decide not to share that.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think Palpatine just breathes a sigh of relief when they don't share that information.
Well, it is strange because, yeah, you would think, oh man, they're going to blow this whole thing wide open. But they're way too far into things to do that.
Yeah.
Like, if they told all the clones, oh, actually, this was
separatist plot.
Yeah, this whole war was just set up.
Maybe.
That would ruin any chances they would have of winning the war because they say that, too, that public opinion, like on Coruscant.
But it's one of those things where the Jedi have gotten so focused on winning the war, just like everybody is so focused on it, that they can't see outside of that. And I think...
Is that the right decision? Probably.
I think if they had just told what's going on, then maybe the war would have gone differently, but like the truth would have started to come out there. I think that would have made a bigger difference, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you noticed Anakin's reaction when Yoda said that they should just cover it up. I think it's definitely showing some of the reasons why Anakin's losing a lot of faith in the Council and the Jedi.
Yeah, because he knows that's not what they should be. He doesn't feel, I don't know, I think you can just feel that's not what you should be doing, but they're all just saying it's their only choice. We got to do it. Yeah, he doesn't like the idea of them keeping more secrets and hiding more things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you would have to think if we do nothing with this information, then we are allowing whatever and whoever's plan this is to go on without issue.
Yeah.
So shouldn't we try to derail it by doing exactly what they wouldn't want us to do?
Something? Or digging more into the clones to figure out why exactly or what's going on?
Maybe I'm reading too much into this because we don't know what would have happened, I guess.
The Jedi are assuming that if they win the war, regardless of what the purpose of the clone army was, they could still win the war and then everything would be fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they don't know anything about Palpatine.
Okay, here, think about this. During World War II, what if you found out the Nazis were like funding most of our like tank production?
Right.
Wouldn't you just be like, okay, then something is wrong with our tanks?
Yeah.
Like, right?
Or I don't something know. Is wrong with our leadership.
Something is wrong somewhere. Yeah. Like, that's not something you just say, let's just not talk about this anymore.
It's like, well, we still have our tanks, and so we can win.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's a big problem somewhere.
It's a very good analogy.
Yes.
I just think it's interesting that they do seem to make it pretty clear that Yoda is the one making this decision.
Mm.
I just wonder if this is the sort of thing where he looks back maybe later and feels like, you know, did he make a big mistake here?
Yes. Yes, he did. Terrible mistake.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it's interesting. I think Yoda seems to be the one who most of the time is the most clear-headed about everything. Mm-hmm. And I think here he maybe went too far into just caring about the war and the politics something he'll regret.
Oh, totally. And it does come up a little bit in the next episodes as well.
Okay, good. Well, I don't remember that, but interesting.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts?
Well, we were pretty much... All that was left was the lightsaber fight between Dooku and Anakin and Obi-Wan. Which Dooku kills the Pike leader. Whoopsies.
Hmm.
So now there's a leadership hole in the Pike Syndicate, and we always know how that goes for crime syndicates.
There's a hole in the Pike leader, too.
The Pikes are located on the planet Obadiah.
Hmm, yes.
Hmm. Palpatine chokes Dooku via hologram, so that's
quite a ways away, I might add. That was like,
yeah, yeah, but we've seen Darth Vader do that in the movies, but not too many other times anywhere else. Oh, so that's interesting.
Yeah, join us next time where we're moving on to episode 11, Voices.
Next time we will be Voices.
Ooh, we're always Voices.
Oh. Wow.
But yeah, I don't know. We might have to do something fun in between seasons again.
Yeah, it's coming up soon.
Who knows what we might do? Go ahead and send us a suggestion if you got some out there, folks.
Oh, yeah. We're so good at social media stuff. I keep forgetting to even mention that we have an email. It's totalrewatch@gmail.com. You can send us a message, drop us a line. You can also find us on Twitter @StarWarsRewatch. So, yeah, we know we've got a number of... consistent listeners out there, but we don't really know who you guys are. We'd be curious to find out. Let us know where you're from. Thanks for listening. Glad you guys are sticking with us and enjoying the ride.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. See ya.
It's a wrap. A wrap it is. A Yoda episode.
Yeah. Bye.